Okay, well, let's call a meeting to order. First, approval of the July 9th minutes. Anyone?
So moved.
So moved. Anyone second that?
Second.
Okay, now have a time for a public comment. Anyone have any comments? Nope, okay, on next to the City Park Shelter renovation project.
So we have Eric Horning from Hitchcock Design Group here to do a presentation tonight. This project is a refresh to the shelters and restrooms, both upper and lower City Park. It's been in and out of the CIP budget a number of times and kind of moved around, but we're moving forward with it now because there were several questions that had to be answered about shelter locations in terms of what's happening with the City Park pool project and electricity and different things like that. So we're able to move forward with the plan. Plan for bid and construction rocket ship for next summer. So let Eric take it from there.
All right. Well, thank you. It's one of our most glorious renderings. Lots of small dots of color, but representing the shelters. So we have four different types of symbols on the plan here. So we have some square shelters, some rectangular shelters. We have a restroom, and then we have a restroom renovation. So maybe I'll point those out. But those are the four symbols. We're going to start with a shelter in Upper City. That's essentially going to go in the same location that it's at. We'll make good ADA accessible connections to all of these, and so that if you see them shifting or there's walkway connections to some of them, that's the one of the main goals of the project.
And that shelter is not there right at this moment. A car drove through it a week or so ago, so
yes.
It was taken down for us.
So we saved some money on
that
demo.
Was that helpful? Yes. Did you actually help? Okay, well, fair.
This shelter would not be replaced. That would be removed and placed over in this zone. That's going to give us better access to the parking that's coming in at the existing pool or the new pool, and some better ADA access along the frontage there. This shelter is real close to the same location, but it's positioned a little bit better, again, trying to move it uphill just a little bit to make an easier accessibility route to it.
And I think you all remember this, but remember that the pool building will now have an indoor community room, year-round indoor community room for about 45 people, and it will have the outdoor restrooms. So the restrooms that were in Upper City Park are gone as well. They're already gone.
Hmm. Where were those?
Those were right here, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so they will be on the east side of the bathhouse building.
Get up in that zone.
And they'll be heated and open year-round, so it's even better than what was there before.
All right. The black symbols are shelters that are not being touched, so that includes this one that we're in. So we're right here. And so this shelter that's over there would be replaced. This shelter, you can see them all from here, essentially. But this one here. And then the indoor shelter that's over here is being removed.
That's replaced by the community room up on the pool. So the building you see right behind us over here
is being replaced.
It's not going to be there. That's what's being in the space added on the end of the pool building.
We've got a rectangular shelter here. The restroom that's right over there is being replaced. With a single user restroom. I'll show you some imagery of all that. And then we've got two more shelters over on the edge there. The other last symbol is renovations to the existing restroom that's by the playground. Be done there. So it's a little bit of a gut, not quite a full gut, but making all the stalls ADA compliant and getting them all cleaned up and nice and new. A little bit of tuck pointing and some stuff on the masonry there, but generally getting these up to the same kind of newness level. So that is the plan. We can come back to this in a minute if you want. The three different types here. So this is the square shelters are 24 foot by 24 foot square all steel, steel ribbed roof, two-tier, very similar to what's at the playground currently. This one, the rectangular ones are a little bit bigger. These are 18 by 36. So kind of stack up a few more picnic tables underneath them. They have a wood, a little more decorative wood underside, but still have the metal roof, trying to get some consistency with the roof materials, and that's going to help with longevity as well. And then the restroom is the kind of a single user stall, trying to grab some of the wood architecture from here. Still have the metal roofs, and there'll be kind of one side of it is the restroom, and there's a small storage slash plumbing chase on the other side.
And they should all look very familiar to you, because this is what we have throughout the entire system now. So the metal one up on the top left would be like, well, the playground over here has it, Cardigan Park, Kronholz Miller Park, a ton of them have Villa Park.
Glendale
have that shelter. The one in the middle, the wooden, the larger one, Willow Creek, Weatherby, Court Hill, I'm forgetting a few. So those are the designs we have. The restroom is the North Hickory Hill entrance. Willow Creek Park has that.
Weatherby, Chattuck.
Yeah, so we've used those designs in a number of other places.
One note, Eric, on the one that's been replaced up the hill here, it currently has a men's and a women's side. We'd be replacing that with four single-use areas. There currently are four doors. It kind of makes a U shape on each side. So sectioning that off to have four single-user.
Yeah. Good. So that in general is the plan. This is nearing the end of schematic design, unless you guys tell us you want them all shaken up and moved around. We'll move into design development construction documentation. And I think we're on track for a, kind of a winter bid and a construction target of spring, summer.
Yeah. And we're still working on the budget, and with, like many of our projects, we are slightly over at the moment. So as we refine that, just so you know, our staff has talked about our priorities. If we had to cut something for the project, it would probably be replacing this shelter back behind us, and we could either like leave it for a few more years and see if we can get more service out of it, or that one would go away. And then the other option would be not to replace the gray brick restroom over here at this time. We could live with it a little bit longer, replace it down the road. So know that those are two things we're already contemplating in this larger scheme, that we would love to get it all done in one shot, but it's just going to depend on final prices.
Yeah, and there's kind of like no fluff in the design, right? It's concrete shelter, restore. So. Questions, comments?
I have a question. Is there anything being so close to the river to make them like resilient from flooding in their design or materials?
Yeah. The one restroom, this will end up having like flood proofing applied to it. The shelters themselves, they should be basically a concrete and steel connection. Mm-hmm. And so they should be able to handle that inundation on occasion with minimal, maybe a seal or a caulk or something every once in a while. Should all come powder coated and fully, you know, protected from a steel standpoint.
If we are over budget, I don't know, what are the pros or cons or and cons of removing one or the other? I'm wondering if the bathroom is ADA accessible right now, or if that is, and so maybe we should lean towards the one that would make something.
I think we thought this one is the least used.
Okay.
It's the closest to the floodway, too. Yeah,
that makes sense. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the bathroom is largely being led by two things. The price tag the bathroom is higher, and the number of things that we would have to do to floodproof it. If we leave it as is, we could leave it as is. As soon as we start construction on it, we have to meet the new regulations, and that adds quite a bit. So I think that's our two main reasons as of why.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you, Eric.
All right.
Now, since you have quorum, you can make a motion to approve that as a concept design.
Okay. Does anyone want to make a motion to accept this as a project design?
Sure.
Okay, do that. Anyone want to second that?
So wait, are we like recommending it
You're recommending that we continue to refine it and move forward on it. It will not come back to you as a final draft. It would go on to council.
Yeah.
But they would know that you saw it at this point in the process.
Okay.
Yeah. So good with that? Okay.
Motion, yeah.
Second,
Michael. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Carries. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. All right. Next report on item from city staff. So, Julie?
Yeah, just a couple project updates. Been beautiful weather, but we've had lots of rain. So, building a pool during the monsoon season is a little bit of a challenge. They are getting cement poured up there. The footings are in for the building, for the bathhouse. They're getting most of the lap pool poured. In fact, it is major pours today. I haven't seen. The road around Upper City Park is now closed. We had intended to keep that open through the project. There's just way too many close calls between construction vehicles and personal vehicles. So we decided to close that off for the duration of the project, except for towards the end of October, there's going to be a special art installation along with PS1 up at the cabins. So it'll be open for about 2 weeks so the public can get in and see this art installation that's going to happen up there. But other than that, the pool's moving forward. I mean, it's close to schedule right now, so no big concerns on that right now. We got good news on our grant for the roller park over here, the skate park roller park. It was released. We now have a signed grant agreement with the National Park Service through the Iowa DNR, so we will get ready to bid that again. And I don't have an exact date. We just got word on that literally last week, but we're going to reopen that process and get moving on that. You're probably going to update on the other projects, so I won't do that. I think that's the main things I have.
Have there been any hiccups so far with the park? I mean, the pool renovation?
Any hiccups? No. Minor things that we've had to go back and forth and decide what the specs really said and get, but
okay.
So the rest of the park projects, the substantial completion date was, our final completion date's fast approaching us.
So that would be Calder Park,
yep.
College Green Park, Brooklyn Park, and Adelaide Joy Rogers
yep.
Park.
So ones you'll remember from the tour, we went to all of those locations. They're behind schedule. They aren't going to make the final completion date that was in the contract on it, but they're still working on them and making progress. The court just got painted at College Green, so it's got the Caitlin Clark 22 circle location, so that's pretty cool. If you stand out there and just see how far away it actually is, it's kind of fun. So that was painted today, so that's getting closer. At that location and at Brooklyn, it's mostly getting grass to grow around the edges and getting the playground surfacing the mulch in around those that's left. It's a little bit further, a little bit more to do at Adelaide Joy Rogers Park. They have the concrete done there. Footings have just been located, and our staff is going to place that playground in there. And then there's also all of the site work around it, and the shelter will probably be the last thing finished there. It's still in the manufacturing process, so that is definitely behind schedule. I haven't made it out in the last couple of days to Calder, but earlier this week they had some of the framing done for the paths and whatnot. It's all been graded. It's got gravel in it.
I was there yesterday. All but about a 12-foot section is poured now.
So it's getting getting closer. It'll have the nice border around the playground too, if you remember us talking about it there. That'll be seeing that on site, it's going to make maintenance a lot easier and make it a lot more finished looking. So those projects, the trail behind Dairy Queen along the river, that is at a standstill with the river at the level it is. The extents of the construction are below water in some spots now, so that'll wait until most of that progress will wait until the river goes back down, but they've definitely got a decent start on it at least. Those are kind of the main open projects. We also just, it's due on Friday, but we have submitted a grant for the REAP grant, so the Iowa Resource Enhancement and Protection Grant. The round for this coming year is due. Council approved that resolution to submit it at the last meeting. So we submitted for a section of Hickory Hill Park. So if you remember when we were on the tour, we saw kind of the new section there. So it's to enhance the woodland there, plant prairie where there's a big hay field now, and then have trailhead amenities. So a small parking area, an enclosure for a portable restroom, and a small shelter similar to the styles you just saw. And then just, you know, general trailhead amenities right there. So that was a $200,000 grant request for that project. I'm so excited about that one. We've only owned that parcel for a couple of months. So it would be nice to get it to the level that the rest of the park is in.
Mercer Athletic Project is the baseball softball fields.
Yep.
Eric can answer any questions if you have
one of those, because he's been on.
So if you guys remember, that one is in partnership with the school district, because they're having their softball field there now and their baseball field is getting some updates. So a lot of the project is their project and their funding. The common spaces is where our funding comes into that, and there's progress every day on that. So it's pretty torn up when you go over there now, but it'll be ready for next year for baseball and softball season. So I think those are my main updates. Other than that, it's just business as usual in the parks. As you can tell, the grass never slowed down this year, so that has been a lot of the focus this year. We would normally get a couple weeks with grass not growing to do other projects. Well, we've still been mowing, so some stuff that we'd like to do has been pushed back, but we've been at least able to keep up with mowing and maintenance in those ways.
I have one quick question going back to those the five projects that are not going to get done on time. Is there any opportunity for like liquidated damages, or are they going to hit the deadlines? Is it an act of God type of thing with all the rain?
So it's in the contract usually that we could charge liquidated damages. And the 10 years I've been here, we've never been successful due to rain days or whatnot.
Just curious.
Yeah. Is there a reason I think it was four or five that you are all behind?
Well, the reason seems to be something between the main contractor and their subcontractor is part of the reason. But realize, it's a couple things. We bid the projects as a group like this because by themselves, they're too small for a lot of contractors to take any interest in them. So we have to kind of package them together. We also tend to give them the long time frames because we hope for a lower price because they have longer time to get the project done. That's both sound really good. What happens then is that we're the fill-in projects for a lot of larger projects that they're on. And so our work might take a day or two here and there for a specific contractor. They're on a large project somewhere else in the city and they get one or two days and they scoot over and get our project done. So work is very intermittent when we do it this way, and it does stretch out. The other way to do it would be to bid it with a much shorter timeline and expectations. I think our prices would be higher to the point that we wouldn't be able to afford the project. So there's trade-offs both ways. And I am getting calls, just you know, from every one of those neighborhoods. People are upset and really would like to have their park back, and I completely sympathize with that. So, yeah.
good. Okay. All right, well, we're going to move on to the next item then. There's no chair's report, so commission time, suggestions for future agenda items. So Virginia, anything to add?
Nope, not this one.
Okay.
Nothing to add.
Rachel?
I'm just trying to think about it. No, I guess not. I mean, remember the, on Muscatine, I think this is a city thing and not us, but the crosswalk and the flashing lights so people could say at Jam Park where it goes over, so people could cross more safely. And you said you might ask someone.
I know that they're still doing some design work and some changes are still coming. It's been delayed, so okay. I don't know that there's anything to report on it.
Okay.
At this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
With all the rain, the basketball court at Court Hill Park has been getting flooded. I noticed the last couple days there's been people, like crews over there, like by hand, kind of trying to clean it out a little bit, which is nice to see, because the worst is like when you see people come to use it and they basically can't. So it was good to see. Is there plans? I think you mentioned that is one of the projects that's been delayed, but what are the plans to, because every time it rains, that basketball court is pretty well out of commission for several days, and the drains don't work properly. And
we did put in a request last year for him to do it as a capital project, because it's more than $10,000 to have it fixed correctly to get the drain. It's almost a complete rebuild. In fact, I can't remember the price tag. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So we will request that again. It's not something that we can just quickly go out with our own parks crew and fix, unfortunately. So I think we keep asking for the funding and hopefully get it at some point.
Because that basketball court was updated a few years back. I can't remember how long ago.
We resurfaced it. We didn't do anything with the drainage.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there will be, we've got a contractor lined up to do pour the pad and footings for the shelter that's going to go near it. So that piece is still coming, but their deadline is this fall for that. And then our crew will put up the small shelter there. So you'll have a shelter there. You know, there used to be a second shelter in that park, so there'll be a second shelter again. So that's one piece that's still coming in that park too.
So, I guess we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, meeting adjourned.